From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. U.S. Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia being remembered. Some held vigil in the frigid cold outside the Supreme Court Saturday night, hours after his death of natural causes at the age of 79 was announced. Flags at the High Court are at half-staff. President Obama said he had a brilliant legal mind and that he influenced a generation of judges, lawyers, and students. Mr. Obama went on to say he would be fulfilling his constitutional responsibility and will nominate a replacement for Justice Scalia.
Now, there will be plenty of time for me to do so and for the Senate to fulfill its responsibility to give that person a fair hearing and a timely vote. These are responsibilities that I take seriously, as should everyone. They're bigger than any one party. They are about our democracy. They're about the institution to which Justice Scalia dedicated his professional life and making sure it continues to function as the beacon of justice that our founders envisioned.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell voiced opposition to President Obama nominating a successor for Justice Scalia in favor of waiting until a new president takes office next January. U.S. Republican presidential hopefuls said Saturday at a debate in the southeastern state of South Carolina that President Obama should not nominate a replacement for late Supreme Court Justice Scalia and instead leave the matter for his successor. Businessman Donald Trump, who leads in national polls, called Scalia's death hours before the debate a blow to conservatism in the United States and said it is up to Senate Majority Leader McConnell to delay the nominating process so that a justice cannot be confirmed before Obama leaves office next January. We invite you to visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United Nations said today Afghan hostilities left more than 3,500 civilians dead and nearly 7,500 others wounded in 2015, an increase of 4% in civilian casualties from the previous year. The UN Assistance Mission in Afghanistan says the number of civilian casualties during 2015 are the highest recorded since it began its systematic documentation of civilian casualties in 2009. It says increased ground fighting in and around populated areas, along with suicide and other attacks in major cities, were the main causes of conflict-related civilian deaths and injuries in 2015. The report, however, documented a 10% reduction in civilian casualties from Taliban attacks. South Sudan rebel leader Riek Machar has said he will return to the country's capital, Juba, once his troops are in place to provide security. Martha Vanderwolf reports from Addis Ababa, where Machar held a news conference a day after South Sudan's president reappointed him as vice president.
South Sudan's warring parties signed a peace deal in August that called for a transitional government of national unity and a division of power between the government and the opposition. Implementation stalled and looked impossible after President Salva Kiir changed the political landscape by establishing 28 states, although the peace agreement is based on an understanding of 10 states. Machar said the issue of the number of states will be dealt with swiftly. Machar was previously vice president of South Sudan from independence in 2011 until July 2013, when President Kiir fired him and the rest of the cabinet. The political rift erupted into violence that December and has never entirely stopped despite multiple ceasefires. The conflict has displaced more than 2 million in an already poor and underdeveloped country. Marta van der Wolf, Addis Ababa.
Rescue workers in Taiwan have recovered all the remains of the victims of the recent earthquake. The final remains were pulled Saturday from a flattened 17-story apartment building in Tainan, a city of 2 million residents. Officials say 116 people died in the 6.4 magnitude quake. Most of the victims died in the Wei Gan, the collapsed apartment building. The developer of the building and two other men associated with the structure have been arrested on suspicions of negligent homicide. A U.S. delegation led by Secretary of State John Kerry has traveled to Albania in a bid to promote bilateral cooperation and encourage the country's officials to continue efforts to enact justice reforms. "I am encouraged," said Kerry, "by the judicial reform package that is now being considered to improve the judiciary and allow for a greater crackdown on corruption," he commented after meeting today with the Albanian Prime Minister and other officials in Tirana. From Washington, I'm Susan Yawkey.
That's the latest world news from VOA.